July 1987. Deep in the Indian Ocean. Imagine you're there, the crushing black, the pressure. Unimaginable. Silence, mostly. Just the earth groaning miles below.
And scientists were listening. Hydrophones out. Just waiting. Recording the abyss.
Yeah, but then they heard something. Something that, well, it just froze them.
Right, a sound. Mm. But not rock shifting. Not some whale song. This was different. Deliberate, maybe? A deep pulse.
Rhythmic. Like a heartbeat, but huge. Colossal, yeah. Something buried way, way down there.
Exactly. And when they actually analyzed that recording back on the surface, that's when the real unease started.
Because it wasn't just noise, it was structured.
Highly structured. The analysis showed this perfect, almost unnatural precision. It wasn't random. It immediately ruled out, you know, anything natural, geological, biological, none of it fit.
Think like the difference between waves crashing and a clock ticking. This was the clock. Huge, underwater. And, well, artificial.
That artificial signature, that was the first real shock, but then came the second one, the pattern.
Ah, the pattern, when they started digging through older data.
Yeah, they realized this wasn't new. They found recordings, traces, going back decades. Mm-hmm. And this really chilling pattern just jumped out from the noise.
This exact same sound, this artificial frequency, it shows up on a cycle, a really precise, unnatural cycle.
Every 37 years.
37, not 30. Not 50, not some neat number you'd expect. 37, it's specific.
And the records showed it. Recovered data pointed to 1950, then bang, 37 years later, 1987. That's the one that really caught their attention with the newer equipment.
And the next one, following that same, I don't know, relentless clock.
It's now 2024, it's back.
Yeah.
Right on schedule, that same deep pulse.
So for this deep dive, we're really going forensic, aren't we? Looking at the data we have, the reports, the analysis.
And trying to connect to these historical incidents, these things that seem weirdly synchronized with its appearances.
It's like digging into a cold case, but the thing behind it, it's active again right now. And maybe getting stronger.
You mentioned the artificial nature was clear right away.
Mm.
What exactly in the data screamed not natural? Because that's a huge claim to make about something from the deep ocean.
Oh, absolutely. And the reports, they really laid out natural sounds, even big ones like earthquakes or whale calls. They have variations, little bits of chaos, right?
They're organic.
But this pulse, it showed this signal purity, a waveform that was just too consistent.
Yeah.
And the repetition within the pulse itself, it was machine-like, perfect.
Nothing like that happens naturally. It wasn't just loud. It was shaped.
Yeah.
Formed, like an acoustic signature someone or something designed.
Designed, yeah, that's the word they use.
Okay, designed, but by what or who? And that 37-year cycle, I mean, do any of the sources even guess why that number, 37?
Yeah.
It feels intentional, like it's counting down to something.
That specific duration, it's still a complete mystery in the material we've got. There's just no known natural cycle, not planets, not currents, not biology, that matches a perfect 37-year period.
So the conclusion is, the cycle itself is probably as artificial as the sound. It's like a program thing, tied to some clock, some trigger that runs on that exact weird rhythm. It suggests purpose.
Yeah.
A schedule.
Right. A schedule that brought it back in 87 and has brought it back now in 2024. And this time, the reports are saying things are a bit different.
This is where it gets really, unsettling. Analyzing the recent signals, the ones picked up near the Heard Islands, that seems to be the hot spot.
In the southern Indian, right.
Yeah. They noted a pretty significant change from 87 and 50. The pulse is, stronger.
Stronger how? Like, just louder.
Louder, yes, the intensity is up, but also interpreted as closer. Increased proximity, that's the key phrase used.
Closer.
While they detected it from huge distances before, the 2024 data suggests the source is significantly, quote, louder and closer to the surface than they've ever documented before.
Okay, wait. So whatever's making this artificial sound on its weird 37-year timer isn't just sticking to schedule. It's getting more powerful or rising, moving up from the depths.
That's what the interpretation of the data implies. It's either ramping up its energy output or it's physically ascending. Or maybe both.
Louder and closer. Okay, that's significant. And there was something else happening right now, wasn't there? Something physical. Less like just hearing a signal and more like interacting with it.
Exactly. This is maybe the most disturbing recent piece. Around those Heard Islands, monitoring buoys, you know, the ones tracking seismic stuff, acoustics.
Yeah.
They've started acting erratically. The reports are really specific.
Yeah.
The buoys are vibrating.
Vibrating from sound waves alone. That seems intense.
Well, they're vibrating with the pulse. The documentation makes a point of saying there was no significant wave action, no strong currents, no notable wind affecting the buoys then. Nothing else.
Just the sound.
Just the sound. Yet this equipment, designed to just float there, it was oscillating, shuddering.
Yeah.
In sync with that deep rhythmic pulse.
Wow.
So we're past just detecting a signal. This thing now seems to have enough physical energy, enough raw power to physically move solid objects near the surface.
It's causing a resonance. It's getting a response from our world directly.
That's the implication.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah.
From faint recordings decades ago to now 2024, it's physically shaking hardware. That implies an energy source. I mean, just immense scale beyond anything we think of as conventional, artificial or natural.
Right. And while this physical stuff is happening now, the sources also link the sound's past appearances.
Yeah.
The historical ones. To something else, something much darker.
Yeah, this is where it moves from just data to, well, human impact.
Okay.
When they cross-reference the dates 1950, 1987 with other events.
A pattern emerged.
Okay.
One noted with, let's say, significant concern in the report.
So disappearances.
Precisely. On both those dates, 1950 and 1987, when the pulse came back, there was a documented spike, a surge in unexplained maritime disappearances.
Where?
Coastal regions bordering the Indian Ocean. The records talk about not just single boats, but sometimes entire fishing fleets, small cargo ships. Just vanished.
Without a trace. No distress calls, no wreckage.
Nothing. Just gone.
Multiple vanishings, decades apart, lining up exactly with the return of this artificial rhythmic pulse that, I mean, you can't just brush that off as coincidence, can you?
It seems highly unlikely, especially with a signal that's already defying explanation and seems to be getting stronger. It adds this layer of potential consequence. It's not just a scientific puzzle anymore.
It suggests that whatever this is, it doesn't just exist down there. It interacts. And historically, maybe that interaction has been devastating.
And there's that other incident from 1987, the really strange one.
Right, the one that hints maybe someone tried to cover something up, the underwater research base. What do the sources say happened?
Okay, so 1987, the sound is back. These disappearances are spiking along the coasts. And concurrently, there's this remote underwater research base, deep sea, relevant area. It just goes completely silent.
Total communications blackout.
For 3 days.
3 days. From a manned facility that deep, that's not normal.
Highly unusual. But it's what happened after they got comms back online that really darkens things. Contact is restored. The people, reportedly okay, physically unharmed, but every single piece of electronic audio data on that base's systems.
Right.
Wiped clean. Erased.
Every audio file. Everything. Recordings of the sound, maybe.
Yeah.
Communications attempts. Ambient noise. All of it.
Gone. Total systematic wiping of all audio records for that period. The reports are clear. It wasn't an equipment failure. Other systems were fine. It was like a deliberate surgical removal of the audio history for those exact 72 hours.
Right, when the pulse was active again and ships were disappearing.
Creating this absolute blank spot in the data from a crucial place at a crucial time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's piece this together from the documents. We have this deep sound, artificial, rhythmic, coming from the Indian Ocean. It follows this precise, unnatural 37-year cycle. It's getting louder, apparently closer each time it shows up, to the point where now, in 2024, it's physically vibrating equipment near the surface. And historically, its appearances line up with unexplained mass disappearances at sea. And one very specific, very weird incident where all the audio proof from a key location was deliberately erased.
That's the picture the data paints. These aren't just weird, separate things. They seem connected. All clustering around this fixed artificial 37-year timeline.
The artificial sound, the bizarre timing, the escalating physical effects, the possible human cost, that chilling gap in the record from 87. It really suggests something vast, ancient maybe, operating on its own schedule.
And interacting with our world in ways we just don't grasp, with increasing intensity.
Yeah, it's a lot to process. Yeah. A pattern that precise, that unnatural, tied to events that are so inexplicable. What do the sources, the analyses even suggest this could be? Are there theories?
Well, the material definitely acknowledges how baffling it is. Faced with an artificial signal from the deep ocean, you basically get two main lines of thinking popping up in the analysis sections, though, you know, without any real certainty.
Sure.
Either it's extraterrestrial ET, maybe a signal from space that the ocean somehow channels or detects, or maybe some kind of alien tech already here, hidden beneath the waves.
Okay. ET, what's the other main idea?
The other is, it's ours. Or human-made, anyway. Some kind of incredibly advanced, unknown, maybe secret man-made technology. A massive deep-sea machine, some clandestine project, operated with immense power and total secrecy.
An alien probe. Or some secret, almost god-level human machine we built and lost track of or never knew about. But do either of those really fit all the pieces, all the data points we've just laid out?
And that's the core problem the sources point to. If it's just a signal, ET or otherwise, why the physical effects?
Mm-hmm.
The increasing intensity? Why shake buoys? And if it's alien, why 37 years?
Mm-hmm.
And why the disappearances? What kind of signal literally pulls ships off the water?
Right.
And if it's human tech, I mean, what could generate that kind of power? Globally detectable pulses for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Operate on that weird cycle. Cause those physical effects and make ships vanish. Why erase the audio?
Neither theory really covers everything comfortably, does it? The artificiality, the cycle, the physical power, the disappearances, the wiped data.
No. Neither theory presented in the material seems to fully wrap around all those documented facts.
So we're left here with this pattern. Precise, unnatural, escalating right now in 2020. It's reportedly louder, closer. Vibrating things.
The source material, looking at all this convergent data,
yeah.
It really forces you to ask the question that just hangs over everything. It's not just what it is anymore. The data screams artificial. The more urgent, honestly, the more disturbing question the evidence makes us confront is just this.
What's trying to come out from down there?